Amen. I like that song. It's kind of strange. I was thinking about it. I didn't tell them to sing it, but I thought, I ought to tell them to sing that. And I thought, no, I'll just let Brother Todd mind the Lord and sing whatever he puts on his heart. Amen. Thank God. Y'all glad you saved tonight? Say amen.
Amen.
Turn me up just a little bit there if you would, Brother James. Take your Bible and go to Acts chapter number 3 tonight. Acts chapter number 3. And just a thought. I love this story. And man, these apostles, these disciples, they're just taking off. The church has just been born, and man, it's a brand new day. You got to understand this had to be a very exciting time to be a Christian. Amen. Let me say it again. That had to be a very exciting time to be a Christian. Amen. Acts chapter number 1, they get the great commission to go and be witnesses in all Judea and Samaria and uttermost parts of the earth and all that. And boy, then they have the day of Pentecost and the cloven tongues of fire come down on their head and all those thousands of people get saved. I mean, this is an exciting time. What, how many of you would like to live right there? Not many of you. How many of you would like to have seen that though? Well, can I say that I believe that the time we live in ought to be more exciting than that time was?
Amen.
They got to witness the start of it. I believe we'll get to witness the end of it.
Yeah.
Amen. And I promise you, it'll have a better ending than it had a start.
Yeah.
Jesus will prevail.
Right.
You say, preacher, things are bad. Not in God's eyes. Amen. Everything's all right in my Father's house. I guarantee you. But I love Acts chapter number 3, and we'll look at just a few verses. I'll give you a simple thought tonight if I can. The Bible said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. This guy was a beggar, if you will. He was there with his little cup or his basket or whatever he had, and people would come by as they came to the temple to pray, and they'd drop a little money. That's how he made his living. That's how he made his way, how he fed himself and took care of himself because he was a cripple. But then in verse number 3, Peter and John, they're headed that way to pray. And when they got there, the Bible said the guy, the cripple guy, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. In other words, he was asking them for money. Kind of like when we go down to Atlanta sometimes, they'll come up to you on the street and say, hey man, you got a dollar. They always want a dollar. Why not ask for 10, man? Because I'm usually not going to give you the dollar anyway, so you might as well get rejected in a bigger way, amen? So anyway, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. I guess so, amen. I guess so. I guess that guy was sure enough shouting, amen. I like that, don't you? There's something about, and people seem to get a little upset when I kick these TV preachers and these faith healers a little bit, but they need kicking, amen. You know, I said they need kicking. And by the way, they kick us too. Amen. But the truth needs exposing sometimes. A lot of times you'll see them heal this guy who's supposed to be crippled and he still limps when he walks off. When Jesus heals somebody, he heals somebody. Amen. This guy didn't limp off, he leaped off. Amen. I thought that was pretty good stuff. But I want to look at one simple thought tonight. In verse number 6, where Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Here's the title of the message tonight, such as I have. but such as I have. We're living in a time where the focus seems to be on what we're lacking. But sometimes I'm afraid we forget what we have. The Lord told that church in Revelations to strengthen those things that remain. In other words, concentrate more on what you do have than on what you don't have. Take care and build up the things you do have and quit worrying about the things you don't have. Did you know worry will make you sick? Worry will drive you crazy. Worry will put you in a hospital. And it'll go further than that. Worry will put you in the ground. Amen. Most of the times the things we worry about are things totally out of our power and control anyway. Could somebody say amen right there? Amen. You're worrying about things you cannot change. Amen. Well, why don't we focus on some things we do have? And we do have some things. You say, preacher, I ain't got a job right now. I know, but if you're saved, you got something better than that. Preacher, we got illness in our family. If you're saved, you got something better than that. Amen. Now I'm telling you, there are some things tonight, and I'm just going to go through the Bible and look at a few of them. Some things we have as Christians that we ought to rejoice over, and we ought to focus on these things that we do have. The world looks on us and says, oh, you poor little Christian, you ain't got this and you ain't got that. They don't have anything that can compare to what we have. Amen. We'll just run through a couple of them right quick. John chapter number 17 and verse number 17. Here's what the Bible said in John chapter 17 and verse number 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. He said, sanctify them through thy word or through thy truth. Then he said, thy word is truth. Let me tell you, I'm talking about Christians who have a King James Bible. Hey, Christians have the truth. Yes, amen. Amen. That's pretty good, isn't it? If we got the right Bible, we have the truth tonight. Yes, and I guarantee you we focus less on this than we do our problems. Yes, right. Amen. We have the truth. Let's proclaim it. Amen. Amen. Most places I go, all I hear is whining Christians. Whine, 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 whine. But preacher, we got problems. I do too. I do too, but I got something better than to talk about than what's wrong. My grandma used to say, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. Amen. And that don't just mean gossip. We ought not to go around bragging on the devil and how horrible things are in our life. Man, we got the truth of God. You got 66 books right there to talk about. Amen. You go to work tomorrow, man, you ought to say, man, you ain't going to believe this story I read. Hey, you'll pick up interest right there. Yeah. And say, man, I read a story about these three boys. I mean, boy, they had this wicked king, and he told them if they didn't fall down on the ground and worship when they played their ungodly music, they was going to throw them in the fire. And them boys wouldn't bow down, and they chunked them in, and they didn't burn, and there was somebody in the fire already. Hey, that sounds exciting, don't it?
Yeah. Amen.
I'm telling you, we have the truth. We have the truth. Hey, listen, man, my little girl, Katie, I don't know where she's at. Somewhere, but Katie works at a daycare, and there's a woman preacher down there. By the way, there ain't no such thing.
Yeah.
There's a woman preacher down there. And I don't mean a woman can't share the gospel.
Amen.
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 But a woman ain't gonna never pastor this church, I promise you that.
Yeah.
You're chauvinist. No, I'm Bibleist.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We all right? But there's this woman down there, and Katie got to talking, and that she asked Katie where she went to church, and she told her, and the lady told her where she went. She went to a Pentecostal church, and Katie said, well, ain't there really the only difference in us is y'all believe in speaking in tongues, and we believe in eternal security. Is that about the only thing? That lady said, surely you don't believe in that eternal stuff. Surely you don't believe in that eternal stuff. Why are y'all getting so quiet? Aren't you glad that you've got the truth of the Word of God that you don't have to lay in your bed night after night after night after night and worry if you died in your sleep whether or not you're really saved? Thank God, I've got the book on it. I said I've got the book on it. Amen. Jesus said, my Father's greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of his hand. Amen. You couldn't get me out of Jesus if you wanted to. You couldn't get Jesus out of me if you wanted to. Hey, we got Bible. We got Bible for what we're preaching. Amen. We've got God's truth. I told Katie, I said, won't you just go back to work and ask her? Well, if you can lose your salvation. I told her, I said, be all serious like you're worried. What do you do? How do you lose it?
Amen, brother.
I'm not being critical, I'm being honest. How do you lose it? Well, you sin. Which one?
How much?
How many? Is an evil thought a sin? Come on, talk to me. Is an evil thought a sin? How many of you have had one today? When them two buckets of ice water hit me, I had one. I guarantee you Brother Warren had one when I poured one down his back. Amen. Ashley got out of here without getting wet, was sitting in her truck. I run in the office and changed, and I had that sopping wet t-shirt in my hand. I walked out to her truck and just rubbed it in her face. And I told Brother Todd, I said, she didn't cuss, but she just thought it. I promise you she did. I saw it in her eyes. Well, does she need to get saved again? Does me and Brother Warren need to get saved again? Because we thought if I could catch that little kid, I'd strangle his eyeballs out. I mean, seriously, what have you got to do? Hey, we've got the truth of the Word of God, and we can have blessed assurance and a blessed hope that no matter what, brother, if the creek rises, it don't matter. Hey, we've got eternal salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we can share that. Amen. We can share that. I'm glad I've got the truth. I know it's simple stuff. But I know for a fact Jesus Christ was born of a virgin.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I know for a fact he lived a sinless life. Died a vicarious death. Rose again the third day. Why? I've got the truth on it right there. I know I've got this thing about salvation and how to get saved. I preached that this morning. I know I've got that down pat. Why? Because I got the book on it right here. I'm not running off on some man's idea. I'm not running off on some group's idea. But thank God I have the truth. And I can proclaim it. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to really... You ever wonder if what you're preaching's right, man? Huh? I wonder about some of the things I say sometimes. But I never wonder if what I'm preaching is right. Amen. Why? Because we have the truth. The Lord said His Word was truth. That's the most sacred thing we own right there. That's worth more than the house you live in. That's worth more than the car you drive. How many of you going to heaven when you die? Raise your hand. You wouldn't be if it wasn't for that right there. Did you hear what I said? You would not be saved if it were not for that book right there. Amen. That book told you how to be saved. That book told you was lost. Amen. That book told you, hey, that book tells you how to treat your wife, man. I'd save our marriages if we'd believe the truth we tote in our hand every time we walk in this place. Amen. That book teaches you how to respond toward your husband, ladies. That book teaches you how to raise your children, parents. That book tells our children how to respect their parents. Amen. It's got the answer, and it's truth. You know, that's the only thing true on the face of this planet. That's the only true thing on the face of this planet. Everything else is fouled up in some way. Amen. That's what's wrong with this country. It was built on this truth, but now it's walked away from it. And it's trying to lay another foundation. And Jesus said, other foundation can no man lay. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to build on something other than the Word of God, and it won't work, it won't work, it won't work. It's that foundation, it's that house built on the sandy place, and when the winds come and the rains come, it'll wash away. But thank God He said His Word was forever settled in heaven. It's a sure foundation. Hey, there's a lot of things I don't have, but I do have God's truth.
Amen.
Amen. And it needs proclaiming. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 5, talking about Enoch over in the Old Testament. The Bible said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. That's a wild thing to me. Do y'all ever think about that story? I mean, that's just some neat stuff, man. That's better than Star Wars. I think every time I read that, I know I got a crazy mind the way I think, but I always think about Star Trek. Do y'all ever think about that? With old Enoch, beam me up, Scotty. Amen. He just walking with God. And the Bible said he walked with God and he was not. For God took him. That is awesome, man. Now, I like this. Why'd God take him? Let me finish that verse. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Did you hear what he had? Did you hear what he had? He had a testimony. He had a testimony. Listen, man, that's the next most valuable thing you have if you're a Christian. It takes a long time to build it, 5 minutes to lose it. How many of you ever heard your testimony? Oh, yeah. Amen. He had a testimony that he pleased God. I wonder if that could be our testimony tonight. If we could examine our heart and say to ourselves, self, I believe you're really pleasing God. That's a hard question, isn't it? But we do have a testimony. Hey, you say, well, I don't have a testimony. Yes, you do.
Amen.
I didn't say you had a good one. But we've all got a testimony. We've got a truth that needs to be proclaimed, but we've got a testimony that we need not to lose.
Amen.
We need to watch our testimony. We need to watch our testimony on Saturday. Somebody will smart off at you. Keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Do not let this crowd provoke you.
Amen.
You hear what I'm telling you? Do not let this crowd provoke you. Keep a right spirit. Are you listening? When they persecuted Jesus, the Bible said he opened not his mouth. You may get so hot you feel like the top of your head's going to come off. Hush. Walk away. Amen. Don't let them provoke you to anger. Well, why not, preacher? Why can't we just tell them off? Because somebody may be standing right behind them who wants to hear what you have to say.
Amen.
And after they see your temper, they don't want to hear what you got to say.
Amen.
Why? Because you just lost your testimony with them.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. A few years ago, we were down there in the street preaching on they have a street dance down here in the middle of the road. And we went down there on the Saturday night after the parade, and was the kids were singing and we was preaching and handing out tracts. And this little boy, Brother Thomas, was standing there, and I think he was holding up a sign. I can't remember, but he's preaching. And Brother Thomas is mean. I mean, really, he's mean. Y'all can say amen. It's everybody. Brother Thomas has a past. I mean, a past. My little brother grew up around him. He knows him. He said, brother, that guy was mean. He was a skinhead and everything that implies. A little boy walked up to him and spit on him. I went, uh-oh. I don't know if I could have done what he done. He said something sweet to the kid. Told him God loved him or something. I can't remember. I know that ain't what he was thinking. You know what he did? He protected his testimony. Thomas may have done a lot of goofy stuff, but brother, he was a giant in my eyes that night. That's a good testimony, amen? Every Saturday, every Sunday afternoon when these people drive by and see our guys up there on the street corner, and they may say, there's them idiots from Happy Valley out there yelling about the gospel, telling people they need to be saved. Hey, brother, I guarantee you when they get ready, I know where they'll come. I know when they want to find somebody, tell them how to get saved, I guarantee you where they'll come. They'll say, that bunch of nuts up there, that's all they ever want to do is tell somebody how to get saved. Protect that testimony. Amen. If we got to be labeled as nuts, so be it. We may be nuts, but old preacher said we screwed on the right boat. Let's focus on what we do have. We have the truth of the Word of God. Let's proclaim it. We have a testimony. Let's protect it. Amen. Let me give you another one. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 25. Y'all remember the just and the unjust stewards? I'm not going to read that whole story. But you remember the stewards, the master of the house, the lord of the house, gave them all some money and told them to take care of it till he returns. And one went out and invested the money and made more with it. And the other one invested the money and made more with it. But one went out and put his in a napkin and buried it in the ground. And when the master came back, these guys gave him back his money with its increase. And he called them good and faithful servants. Is that right? But when that guy who buried his money in the ground, what did he call him? A wicked and a slothful servant. The guy thought he was doing a good thing by hiding it. Listen, we've got the truth that needs to be proclaimed. We've got the testimony that needs to be protected. But we've got talents that need not to be buried. You hearing me? Somebody said, well, I can't sing. Well, you can do something else. Amen. There's something you can do. Everybody, there's something. I love that announcement Brother William made earlier. That was awesome. That was an awesome idea. Everybody can write a letter. Most people can. I mean, these little boys sitting on the front row, I got a drawer in my office slammed full of letters they wrote me. Some of them I can't tell you to begin with what they say. It's just a bunch of scribbling. They always draw pictures of me. It makes me so mad. It's a straight line. They draw pictures of me. I look like the cross. Amen. Everybody can do something, man. Everybody can pick up a phone. Hey, ladies, I know you can pick up a phone. Won't you use that thing for something good for a change? Amen. Call somebody up and say, hey, it sure was good to have you in our church yesterday. Amen. We've got talents. Let's don't bury them in the ground. Well, let's don't get to heaven and say, God, I could have done this and I could have done that and I could have done this and I had the opportunity to do this, but I just really didn't want to waste what you've gave me. It's not a waste. God gave it to us to be used.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Brother CJ ain't here tonight. It seems like every time I brag on him, he ain't here. Brother CJ cleans our church. That's a big job, man. We used to have a rotating list and ladies signed up and it was a headache just to keep it organized. Brother CJ came and joined our church. CJ stopped me one Sunday morning after church. He said, who cleans the church? I said, everybody. I said, all these ladies sign up. He said, I want to do it. I said, well, tell them to put your name on the list. He said, no. He said, I want to do it. I said, all of it? He said, all of it. He said, I can't do a whole lot. He said, I don't know the Bible from front to back like some of you guys. And he said, there just ain't a whole lot I can do. He said, but I'm a head custodian here at the elementary school. He said, I know how to clean a building. So I fired the cleaning crew and said, you got it, buddy. And I told them ladies, don't throw that list away. Because usually when somebody volunteers for something that big, they're biting off more than they can chew. But I don't reckon he's missed a lick. I don't reckon he's complained but one time when somebody stole his drop cord for his vacuum cleaner. You know what he did? He found something that he could do, and he didn't go bury it in a hole somewhere. He sat on the pew and he said, bless God, if I can do it for the world, I can do it for Jesus. Amen. There's something you can do for the Lord. If all you can do is play a guitar, a bass, or a piano, or a guitar and sing, if that's what you can do, bless God, let her rip, man. Let her rip, tater chip. Do it for God. We've got talents. We've got talents. Everybody. Somebody may have a little talent. Somebody. Remember that time I preached a message one time on the 10 talented Christian. God gives us different levels of talents.
Amen.
So there's no sense of trying to be somebody I'm not. Won't I just be who I am for God? And let God use what God's given me.
Amen.
I remember when I was a young preacher, I'd listen to great preachers like old Jack Howe, somebody like that. I'd sit there and I'd get so discouraged. And God finally showed me one day, I just gave him more talents than I gave you. You can't pastor 60,000 people. Sorry, bud. You ain't got it up here. He said, but you can pastor with what I've given you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Okay. I'm not going to worry about what I don't have.
Yes,
I would love to get up there. I love music. It's in our blood. We can't help it. It's in our genes. We were born with. Our daddy was a professional musician. I got on both sides. I love music. But you know what? I can't sing. I'd love to get up here and sing with my children. That would be awesome. Like Brother Roger Henson singing with his daughters. I mean, that'd be the coolest thing in the world to me. I can't do it. I bet my kids think, God, I hope Daddy don't ever ask to sing with us. But I ain't running out here getting singing lessons. Why? I ain't worried about it. I'll tell you what I can do. I can open that book, and I got a great big mouth. And I got a lung, set of lungs made out of leather, and I can holler all day long. So that's what I'm going to do for God. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to go to Atlanta Airport. I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to fly to Amarillo, Texas. And I'm going to get in that pulpit tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and do just what I'm doing right now. And I'm going to do it again on Tuesday. And I'm going to do it again on Wednesday. I'm going to fly home on Thursday. And I'm going to go to Commerce and do it again on Friday. I'm going to drive home Friday night, go to the parade, go back to Commerce, and do it again on Saturday night. And I'm going to crawl in this pulpit one more time on Sunday morning. And I'm going to do it again. I'm going to come back Sunday night. And I'm going to do it again. What do you say? I'm not going to bury my talent in the ground. I'm going to let her burn for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Take what you've got and put it to work. I had a preacher told me this one time. Young guy. And he didn't understand. He was being sincere. We were having young preachers. I don't know if it was New Year's Eve or what it was, but preachers were signing up for like popcorn preaching. They get up and preach 10 minutes speech. During fellowship, I went over and I said, I saw your name ain't on there. He said, brother, I couldn't sign up. He said, I ain't where I ought to be. I said, well, I ain't either. But I preached this morning. Boy, y'all got quiet. Find me somebody who's where they ought to be. Find me somebody who's where they ought to be.
Yes, sir.
He said, well, preacher, I just didn't want to be a hindrance. I said, get down there, whatever it is, and ask God to forgive you. Put your name on that list, boy, if you've been called to preach, and preach.
Yeah.
Are we all right there?
Amen.
Amen. You know what? When we pass up God-given opportunities to use what He's given us, you know what He might do? He might take that away. He might take that talent that He's given you that you won't use and give it to somebody else.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I just wonder sometimes. People say, well, why do you preach all over the country? I do not know. I really don't. I do not know. I don't know what he is. Used to be my cousin, Jerry Braswell, called me yesterday. He's going to fix our sound system finally. He called me yesterday and we was talking on the phone. He said, can we meet up Monday? I said, I'm going to be in Amarillo. He said, when you coming back? I said, come back Thursday. He said, can we meet up Friday? I said, no, I'll be in Commerce. He said, good night, man. Do you ever stop? I said, no. He said, why in the world do you travel? You. He said, who would put you on an airplane and fly you? He was cutting up with me. I said, man, I don't understand it either. Here's what I think it is. Here's what I think it is. I think God looks at me and says, that boy ain't worth shooting. But he'll do it.
Amen.
At the drop of a hat, he'll do it. I believe that's why God blesses me. Johnny Bone, used to pastor in our old building. He called me on the phone one night years ago. And I was just a young preacher, and he was a bragging on me and talking about what a blessing it is, how God was using me and all. And I just got to crying. And I said, Brother Johnny, I don't understand. I said, why would God use me like he is? Me, just a little old country boy going to places like New York and Canada and California. Why? Why would God use me like that? Here's what Johnny Bone said, and I'll never forget it. I was expecting something deep and profound. He said, oh, that's simple, Brother Eddie. He said, God knows you're just crazy enough to do whatever he asks you to do.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you may be afraid to be affiliated with some of us on Saturday. Don't be ashamed.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed. Walk alongside that bus like I do and say, amen, boys. Preach! Let her rip!
Yeah, amen.
They could take their talent and bury it somewhere.
Yes.
And let Villa Rica die and go to hell. Amen. We've got the truth. It needs to be proclaimed. We've got testimony that needs to be protected. And we've got talents that need not be buried. They need to be put to use. Amen. Listen, here's what I've got for 6-8 months, a year. Brother Eddie, when am I going to start the youth choir back? Brother Eddie, when am I going to start the youth choir back? Brother Eddie, when am I going to start the youth choir back? I don't know. I was waiting on Levi to get out of college. Then he got out of college, and it took him forever. It has. Lazy sucker. But he started the youth choir back. He had practice today. How many was there? 10? Somewhere in that neighborhood? Now, here's my question. When are you going to come to youth choir practice? When are you going to come to youth choir practice? When are you going to come to youth choir practice? When are you going to come to youth choir practice? Amen. Are y'all listening? It ain't going to be long. We're going to start the adult choir back too. And then it's going to be, when are you going to come to choir practice? When are you going to come to choir practice? Go wherever you buried it. Dig it up. And put it to work for the Lord. Amen. Whatever it may be. I said we have truth that needs to be proclaimed. We have testimonies that we need not to lose. We have talents that we need not to bury. But listen, 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 13. The Bible said, there hath no temptation taken you but such is common to man. But God is faithful. Ain't that something? I love that statement right there. But God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Let me tell you something else we have. We have a way out. Let's use it. We have a way out. Let's use it. God will never force you to go against His will. The devil will give you plenty of opportunity to go the wrong direction. But God will always give you the opportunity to go the right direction. In every situation, somebody said, I just couldn't help myself. Yes, you can.
Yes,
well, you don't understand. If it goes through my mind, it comes out my mouth. You're lying.
Yes.
You're lying.
Yes,
I had a boy on the job tell me, at Douglas County Board of Education, had a boy tell me, he said, man, I'm sorry I cuss around you so much. I just can't help it. I said, yeah, you can. He said, no, I ain't. It's just part of my vocabulary. I said, do you do it in front of your mama? He said, oh, no. I said, you can help it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You can help it. Amen. Somebody said, well, I ain't got a way out of my temptation. Yeah, you do. You ain't looking for it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all okay tonight?
Yeah.
Woo. Tell you something else we have. Malachi 3:8, the Bible said, will a man rob God? And God said, yet have you robbed me? But we say, wherein have we robbed thee? He said, in tithes and offerings. We have the Lord's tithe. Let's not rob Him of it.
Amen.
We focusing so much on what we ain't got, but I'm talking about what we do got.
Amen.
Let's give God back what's His. Amen?
Amen.
Let's not withhold that. I believe that is one of the biggest financial curses you can put on your home. I believe that with all my heart. That is one of the worst things you can do financially for your family is keep what belongs to God. You say, oh, you're just a money preacher. You know better than that. You know better than that. Amen. Well, what's the tithe? A tenth. 10%. God gives you a dollar, a dime to you. Am I right about it? Anything else is an offering. Amen. Amen. You say, God, I want the Lord to bless me. Well, quit robbing from Him. Huh?
Amen.
Have you ever had anybody steal something from you?
Yes.
And here's what you thought. If you're like me, well, if I knew they needed it that bad, I'd have given it to them.
Amen.
Have you ever thought like that?
Yep.
Huh? Wonder what God thinks. Wonder what God thinks. Somebody who come into your home and took something that belonged to you, would you go out of your way to bless them? If they needed a job and you owned a company, would you hire them? Boy, it's getting real quiet. What do we expect God to do? Amen. Y'all go sleep, nod your heads, whatever you want to. I'm telling you the truth tonight. Amen. We're shooting our own selves in the foot. Well, I just can't afford it. I can't afford not to. Why? Because I know what happens when I don't.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Everything goes in the toilet. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. Well. Can I give you one more?
Yes,
maybe two. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 12. The Bible said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." Listen, I'm talking about things we have. I said we have the truth, we have a testimony, we have talents, we have temptations, but we have a way out. Listen, we also have trials. We also have trials. We also have troubles. You say, well, that's not a good thing. I know. He said, but think it not strange. But think it's not strange. You know what that is? That's life. We're going to have difficulties. We're going to face troubles. We're going to have bad days. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish I could preach like them wealth and prosperity preachers. I wish I could, but it just wouldn't be true, would it?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That one guy kills me on TV. He's healing people. All he's got these healing lines and healing people, and he's wearing glasses. I'm thinking, man, you got all that juice, pop yourself in the head. Amen. Can I get a witness right there? There's old Four Eyes up there talking about healing people. Duh. All these years, man, I got all this juice and I'm healing cancer and all that, and I'm wearing glasses. Y'all all right? They talk about if you got trouble in your life. Oh, I wonder what he did. Maybe he didn't do nothing. Maybe he didn't do nothing. Maybe it's the will of God that they walk through the trial that they're walking through. Maybe it's God's will that you're in the valley that you're in. Why would God do that, brother? To make you love Him more. To make you appreciate Him more. To make you trust Him more. Amen. One of the biggest trials my little brother ever faced in his life, we faced it together. Amen. I know I say this all the time, but I'm so thankful for it.
Praise God.
There ain't hardly been a day in 6 months we ain't spoke.
Yeah.
But we went for years before that. I didn't even know where he was. Thank God for that trial.
Amen.
Thank God for the trial.
Amen.
That was God's will.
Yeah.
Will to what? Bring him back right here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't think it's strange when you face those fiery trials. Just ask the Lord, what are you trying to do in my life?
Yes.
Okay, Lord, let's get the lesson done. Amen. You ever prayed that way?
Yeah.
Okay, God, I get it. Amen. Help, Lord. Calf rope. Y'all know what that means, don't you? That's where you get somebody in the hole and make them say, it's like saying uncle. Yeah, we always said calf rope. I don't know why. Don't really make no sense, but
Think it not strange. Listen, we have the truth. We have the truth. Probably, whatever that trial is you're going through, you might find some truth about it right here. Oh, yeah. You might, if you look. But we're looking for answers in all the wrong places. Amen? We have the truth. We have a testimony. We have talents. Thank God. We have temptations, but I'm glad there's a way out. And we have trials. We have trials, and we're going to face them. I'll be glad. There's coming a day when there won't be no trials.
Yes,
did I tell y'all about that? I tell y'all about that. There won't be no more bad days.
Amen.
It's going to be good days forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen?
Amen.
I like what the old songwriter said. I'm trying to remember who wrote it. Sweet Hour of Prayer. He said, this robe of flesh, I'll drop and rise. What's the next line? Seize the everlasting prize and shout while passing through the air. Farewell, farewell, sweet Hour of Prayer. You know what he said? I ain't even got to pray no more. Why? Because there ain't nothing to pray about. Woo! Won't that be good? I can't wait till we get to heaven and our prayer sheets are blank instead of double-sided. Amen. Y'all all right? Look at it this way. When I was a teenager in school, this lady took me and two other of my friends. Her name was Birdie Camp. She worked for the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. And she took us around in her car every night of the week and dropped us off in apartment complexes, and we'd knock on doors selling subscriptions to the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. And she told us this one time, I never forgot it. She said, for every door that slammed in your face, she said, think of it like this. You're one door closer to the one that's going to sign up. We got a commission. You say, what are you saying? Every trial you go through, you're one trial closer to your last one.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Amen. We got, what time? We got time for one more? One more. Let me give you one more. I'll do it quickly. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 16. You know what the Bible says? Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Did I get that right, somebody? Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Listen. We have truth, let's proclaim it. We have a testimony, let's not lose it. We have talents, let's not bury them. We have temptations, but let's look for the way out. We have the Lord's tithe, let's not rob Him of it. We have trials, let's not think them strange. Listen, but we also have time. Let's not waste it. God's given us time. Time to do what? Do something for Him. Time to do something for Him. I wonder how many of us has wasted a whole lot of time that God's given us. I mean, just blew it. Just absolutely blew it. Well, one of these days, preacher, I'm going to go on visitation. Wonder how much more time you got to do it. One of these days, I'm going to go witness to my cousin. How much more time you got to do it? One of these days, we're going to start tithing and trying to. How much more time you got to do it? Boy, if I had a good job, I'd tithe. I wonder if you tithe when you did have. Wonder how much time we got. I don't know. Marvin, I thought I'd have Jay for long. I thought you did too, I'm sure. We thought his health is a whole. He didn't get up that morning, start working around the house, planning to die that day. But God said, come on home, son.
Yeah.
That could be me tomorrow. It could be you tomorrow. Lord, Sheila, you got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel, hon. You on short time. We might ought to call in the family. It's getting old. I don't know how much time we got left. Listen, and I'm not just talking about we may die tomorrow. But Lord may come tomorrow. He really might. I mean, I've been preaching this as long as I've been preaching, but now I'm really starting to believe it.
Yes,
y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I mean, there was a time, I can't eat one of them sour things while I'm preaching.
Yes,
You trying to do me in? Jeremiah's in here. I ate one of those things a while ago and turned my head inside out. I'll eat one after church, though. Them's good, boy. What was I talking about? Time. Somebody's thinking, yeah, it's time for you to quit, amen. I don't know how much time I got. Hope I got a million years. But I just don't believe it. I believe we're that close. I believe we're that close. I'm not as sharp as Brother Freddie and Brother Charles. But I just don't believe there's nothing else got to happen for the Lord to come. I believe it's done. It's fulfilled, brother. He could come any day. I know it could be 100 years. But it could also be 60 seconds. It's close. I don't believe the world's ever been the shape it's in, except one time before. And that time he destroyed it. We got men marrying men. States that are making it legal. And somebody, how dare somebody get mad at the preacher and go away saying, I'm offended, I've got a cousin who's a homosexual. Well, your cousin ain't right. If I said something about abusing children, would you get mad if your cousin's a child abuser? Amen. I'm telling you, brother, we're in the last days. We're in the last days. We got a man sitting down there in Washington tonight. It'd suit him fine if he could make this a communist country. I'm telling you, brother. We got a whole Congress full of people. It'd suit them fine if they can make what we're doing illegal. I'll tell you something weird. Brother Todd, y'all come get a song if you would, so I'll shut up. I'll tell you something weird. You study this thing out. But you can go to Exodus when God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. You know what they were doing? You know what they were doing that was real significant about that time? They were killing babies. Were they not? You know what they were doing when Jesus came? Killing babies. That's just a thought, food for thought. They murdered more unborn children last year than has been in the history of the world. Commonplace. There's a crowd down there fighting to where 12 and 13 year old girls can do it without their parents knowing about it. Amen. We're living in evil, evil times.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know how much time we got. Boy, we ought to use it wisely. Amen. I waste way too much. I do. I'm lazy. I used to not be. I guess I'm catching up with Sister Sheila. Getting ready for the rocking chair. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Listen carefully tonight. Maybe if you don't know how to pray in the altar tonight, maybe you could just ask God this. Lord, help me to focus on what I do have. Lord, I lost my job and the finances are gone. But Lord, help me to focus on what remains. You know, when you're going through trials and you're having financial difficulty, it's hard to think about anything else. Am I right, Brother Robbie? It's tough, isn't it, brother? It's hard to think about anything else. But boy, if we'll push ourselves, we've got far better things to think about. Amen. Ask God to help us. Help us to think about what we do have. John, you don't have a job except you're teaching guitar lessons and stuff. But you do have your children. Amen. Both of them come up here and hug me tonight twice. You do have your little wife. She's sitting right there on the pew beside you. I never thought in a million years I'd see her sitting on the front row. Letting me preach to her. There she was. Man, look what you have, God. Look what you have, God. Hey, there's a whole lot of things I want. I want a bass boat and a 69 Camaro. And I could think about that all the time. But look what I have, God. I'm married to the hottest woman alive. Amen. We ought to just start looking at what we do have instead of so much at what we don't have.
Brother Todd, you got a verse? Go ahead and sing, brother. Lord, dealing with your heart tonight, you come.
I started a journey many years ago, looking for rest and peace for my soul. I found it at Calvary, and truly I say, it's satisfied then and gets better each day. I think I'll just go with God, for looking back my way, I don't see a lot, but with Him there is joy and great blessings untold. So I think I'll just go with God. My road was littered with sin and despair, but God's way is filled with sweet, tender care. I found Him a faithful, compassionate friend. So my course is set, and I'll finish with Him. I think I'll just go with God.
I sure like that song Brother Todd was singing. Hadn't heard it in a long time. I think I'll just go with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray as long as you need to. Just pray. Well, hadn't God been good? We have got a lot, hadn't we? Our problem is we're comparing ourselves to the wrong people. That crowd that thinks they have everything really ain't got nothing. That church in Revelations that Jesus told them, said they was, I forgot what all they was rich and had goods and all that, but He told them they was poor and naked. Remember that? They think they own it all, but they don't. Bill Gates ain't got nothing. He ain't got nothing without God. Ted Turner and all that he owns, he ain't got nothing without God. Not one thing. Listen, man, ain't $1 of them millions he has going to hell with him. No, sir, not one little bit. Hey, that rich man in hell, with all he possessed, didn't even have enough money. He couldn't get his a drip of water for his tongue. Isn't that something? Hey, man, I wouldn't trade what I have that I talked to you about tonight. I wouldn't trade that with all the wealth that Bill Gates has and Ted Turner combined. Amen. Thank God for what we have. Yes, sir, Brother Bobby. Well, praise the Lord, brother. Ain't that a blessing? Woo. Hey, we got prayer, too. I could have just thrown that in there. Yes, sir, BJ.
Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother.
Miss Annie, the black lady that came and got saved this morning, works with BJ. He invited her to church. She come, got saved. Ain't that a blessing? Hallelujah. It pays to serve him, don't it? Amen. Thanks for being in church. Brother Warren wanted me to announce that the Patch Club will start in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks. Somebody said, why are we dragging our feet? Well, we're not dragging our feet. We're trying to replace some folks that's not here. Amen. So we've been praying about who to put where, and we've made some decisions. We're going to have all that taken care of. Not this Wednesday night, but next Wednesday night, Patch and Pee Wee Club will start up, okay? So if you feel like that's something you'd like to get involved in, and tell Brother Warren and Sister Vanessa about it, and then if I approve of you doing that, well, it'd be good. It'd be a good thing. And you say, why would you not approve? Well, some folks really, really need the preaching on Wednesday night more than they need to be. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just careful. I don't want to stick you somewhere when you're not ready for it. Amen? So, but if that be something that interests you, you'd like to get involved, let Brother Warren and Miss Vanessa know, okay? Thanks for being in church tonight.